Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry stands at a fascinating crossroads, navigating a dynamic ecosystem swirling with rapid technological advancements, evolving player expectations, and bold new business strategies that promise to rewrite the rules of engagement for companies and communities alike. Community engagement is emerging as a defining force, with players seeking deeper meaning and richer collaboration in the digital worlds they inhabit. Today, we begin with a monumental announcement: the merger between TechTarget and Informa Tech, two giants in the digital business landscape whose alliance promises to reshape how information and expertise flow throughout the industry. United, TechTarget, and Informa Tech now operate more than 220 niche online platforms, each serving over 50 million professionals across 10,000 specialized domains, offering original, unbiased content to power decision-making and drive business priorities. The significance of this union cannot be overstated. Together, they build an indispensable resource for everyone from analysts and executives to developers and ambitious indie creators. At the heart of their combined strategy is a commitment to game market research, leveraging tools such as the GDC Vault to equip stakeholders with deep data, insights, and global best practices. The upcoming Game Developers Conference, scheduled for March 9th to March 14th, 2026, is poised to become the pivotal forum for the exchange of groundbreaking ideas, networking, and the cultivation of vibrant, resilient communities. Beyond industry gatherings, the gaming world is experiencing a wave of transformative partnerships. And nowhere is this more pronounced than in the AI realm, where OpenAI's $38 billion partnership with Amazon is setting new benchmarks in cloud-powered innovation. Sam Altman, OpenAI's CEO, underscores the massive computational demands that generative AI places on infrastructure, noting that the infusion of Amazon Web Services resources dramatically accelerates research and real-world applications. Such advances carry the promise of seismic shifts across the breadth of game development, design, and even how players interact with AI-powered narratives and characters. However, this technological surge has spotlighted urgent questions around copyright and content control, with the Content Overseas Distribution Association, CODA, calling on OpenAI to proactively thwart unauthorized use of protected works. This evolving copyright debate highlights just how complex the landscape has become. As legal frameworks strive to keep pace with the speed of generative technologies, raising important questions for creators and companies alike about ownership, responsibility, and value. Meanwhile, no discussion about the gaming industry's evolution would be complete without turning to the all-important topic of consumer rights, a subject thrust into the spotlight by the abrupt closure of the live service shooter Concord in August of 2024. This closure sparked serious discourse in the UK and beyond over what gamers are actually buying, with Labour MP Ben Goldsborough urging game companies to bring greater clarity to the lifespan and ongoing functionality of the products they sell to protect the interests of consumers. Central to this movement is the Stop Killing Games petition, which has now amassed nearly 190,000 signatures and calls for greater accountability and responsibility when publishers shutter services, often leaving players with little recourse and considerable frustration. For now, the UK government has indicated it will monitor the situation, but is holding back from immediate legal intervention, drawing criticism from advocates demanding urgent reform. Yet, it's this very spirit of community engagement, galvanized by activism and creative participation, that is shaping the next phase of game development, as illustrated by the recurring medium mid-level matinee contest in City of Heroes: Homecoming, where players craft new missions, breathing fresh life into shared virtual worlds. Games like Pantheon, Rise of the Fallen also recognize the value of transparency and collaborative design, embracing frequent developer-player feedback loops that foster trust and a sense of shared investment in the project's future. Current events reveal that the pulse of the industry beats strongest where community and creativity intersect. Examples abound, from the open invitation player events of Skate 4 to the vast cooperative adventures unfolding in Elder Scrolls Online. Players are actively shaping their experiences, crafting missions, and making their voices heard, as seen in ARC Raiders' new Mission Broken Monument, which rewards participant engagement with character-enhancing unlocks and boosts. Amidst these movements, we're also seeing a wave of noteworthy updates resonating across every corner of the gaming landscape, beginning with a hopeful note for indie fans. The funded creation of a vertical slice for Innsmouth Mysteries, sparking optimism and anticipation. Turning to major franchises, the world of cinema and games continue to overlap in delightful ways, with the highly anticipated Super Mario Galaxy movie slated for release on April 3, 2026, and a new trailer dropping alongside Wicked for good screenings this November. For simulation enthusiasts, Football Manager 26 takes immersion to the next level with the introduction of a first-person POV camera mod, letting players not only manage matches, but directly experience them through the eyes of their athletes and staff. The fighting game sphere has seen excitement and controversy, with the much-hyped release of the Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection, which arrived to mixed reviews on October 30, 2025, as technical issues sparked heated discussions around quality standards for re-releases. Meanwhile, gameplay mechanics and other corners of the industry are evolving. The latest patch for Dragon Ball Gekishin Squadra introduces new fighter Toppo, whose relentless assault dynamics promise to refresh competitive play, while key balance tweaks, including for character Zamasu, underline developers' commitment to long-term engagement. Legal developments have also made headlines, most notably with Nintendo's court victory over a streamer for broadcasting protected content without authorization, a case reinforcing the industry's resolve to secure intellectual property rights in the volatile era of digital streaming and content sharing. Alongside these industry-defining legal battles, Microsoft continues its push to anchor the Xbox as a complete gaming ecosystem, weaving together services, storefronts, hardware, and community features designed to keep players engaged long-term. Unpacking collaboration and innovation further, the recent crossover between Resident Evil and the Japanese band Babymetal exemplifies how gaming increasingly intersects with pop culture. Though community discourse reflects anxieties about preserving beloved legacy characters amidst these evolutions, players' expectations shape these evolving narratives, demanding not only exciting new content, but also respect and continuity for the characters and stories that built these franchises' foundations. Technological innovation remains a relentless current, visible in the debut of Dragon Quest I and II HD 2D Remake, a release propelling heightened competition on the Switch and bolstering sales figures, while drawing both critical acclaim and fierce discussion among fans over changes made to beloved classics. Hype still surrounds updates for highly anticipated titles like Stalker 2, fueling lively debates in online communities as players speculate about gameplay innovations, technical advancements, and the broader impacts these releases may have on the gaming landscape. These conversations reflect a broader consumer trend. Industry watchers report that spending on video games has doubled compared to previous years, with the lion's share going to digital downloads, in-game purchases, and subscription models. This shift rapid-fire reflects a new, more flexible approach to gaming economics. Players crave immediacy and ongoing content, and companies adapt by delivering innovative monetization strategies that extend far beyond traditional box games. In the creative vanguard, recent launches like Spindle are winning hearts with imaginative gameplay, a whimsical yet surprisingly deep quest where a talking pig sidekick and labyrinthine dungeons recall classic 2D Zelda adventures, wrapped in a narrative exploring themes of life, death, and sacrifice. Visual and gameplay upgrades for Wise vs. Trails in the Sky. Alternative Saga on Nintendo Switch demonstrate the enduring appeal of reinvented classics, while Steam's new arrivals like Stray Children and As Long As You're Here showcase diverse stories and fresh play mechanics, broadening the appeal for all types of gamers. One narrative-driven release drawing particular attention is Gachia Kuta, which shatters expectations by swapping the typical shonen optimism for a brutal tale steeped in desperation, violence, and the unrelenting struggle for survival. The story of Rudo, wrongfully condemned and flung from the privileged floating city of Sphere into the unyielding depths of the pit, offers a raw look at societal hierarchies, homelessness, and the cost of companionship forged in hardship. A thematically rich world reminiscent of dark literary touchpoints like Chainsaw Man. The focus on groups like the Cleaners not only complicates the usual bonds of anime friendship, but also sharpens the themes of sacrifice, ethics, and belonging in worlds turned upside down by fate and injustice. In summary, as the gaming sector surges forward, the interplay between innovation, community, and consumer rights only grows more essential. A pattern clearly visible as the combined influence of Tech Target and Informa Tech opens new possibilities for digital business and industry-wide cooperation. The ongoing debates over copyright, consumer rights, and the value of player engagement aren't going away. Nurturing these dialogues is crucial for balancing rapid technological progress with fairness, creativity, and ethical responsibility for all stakeholders, from mega publishers to grassroots communities, from veteran players to newcomers, just picking up a controller for the first time. Sustained conversation, openness to collaboration, and respect for legacy are the pillars upon which the future of gaming will be built. And today's news stories are just the latest chapters of an unfolding saga that promises excitement, debate, and discovery at every turn. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.